Good morning, and a very happy Christmas from me too. I decided quite some time ago, weeks ago in fact, that I wanted to talk about hope this morning. Because we all need hope, don't we? Hope helps us to look forward. It motivates us to keep going. I expect we're all hoping for better days ahead, for a new year, a different year. I don't think any of us could face a repeat of 2020. We hold out hope for vaccines, for freedom from restrictions, for working life, family life, and church life to return to normal. Hope can be exciting, can't it? Like children on Christmas Eve who can't wait for Christmas Day. They can't sleep. I mean, eventually they drop off, but they're up first thing the next morning. But hope can be risky too. We were told that whatever happens, the restrictions would be lifted for 5 days this week and that Christmas would not be cancelled. This is the message I got from my younger sister when she heard the news on Saturday. I can't wait for Tier 6 when they tell us we can't even look out of the window. Perhaps you had hoped to get away this week, to see loved ones or welcome loved ones into your home. Or it could be that you can't see loved ones because they're no longer with us. We all need hope. It helps us to look forward. It gives us a reason to press on. Without it, I don't think we'd get out of bed in the morning. But hopes can be dashed. They can end in disappointment and despair. Well, what I want to do this morning is encourage and inspire you. Because the real hope of Christmas is the best hope of all, which cannot disappoint. The Bible passages that Sarah and Tony read for us tell us about the hope that Jesus brings, which is better than an end to COVID-19 or the holiday you didn't have. It's better than the family reunion that you're longing for. It's also better than returning to normal or a new normal, which sounds backward and overrated anyway. Christ offers better than that. He points us forward. So let's spend just a few minutes together now thinking about the hope that Jesus brings to all who believe in him. Admittedly, Colossians 1 is a strange choice of passage for Christmas Day. But I chose it because the Apostle Paul defines the good news about Jesus, which gives us hope. As we declared a few minutes ago, the child born in a manger to Mary and Joseph was God himself, the invisible God made visible. This was the most important birth ever. God came to us in his Son, Jesus Christ. That's why he's called Emmanuel, God with us. But in Colossians, Paul goes further. He says that God in Christ is not only with us, but in us. He takes up residence in Christians and lives in us. Christ in you, Paul says. During the carol service on Sunday, Mike helped us with this by comparing it to when we used to have people round before the virus. Those were the days when we would offer a handshake or a hug and relate personally to each other. We would share our lives over a meal. And it's a bit like that with Christ. When he comes to make his home in our hearts, wherever we go, he goes with us. Christ lives in us by his Spirit. And, well, that's our experience as we go about life with him. We spent the summer term in this letter to the Colossians. And in the autumn, we learnt about what it means to draw near and stay close to God. And with Christ living in us, we can't get any closer to God this side of heaven. We have the most personal relationship possible with God. And all because Christ was born 2,000 years ago in Bethlehem. That's when God put his long-awaited salvation plan into action. We were God's enemies, but Jesus lived and died to reconcile us or bring us back to God so that we could be friends with him again. That's the good news of Colossians 1. But it's that last phrase about hope that I want us to focus on this morning. Christ in you, the hope of glory. And what Paul means is the hope of heaven. In Colossians, the hope of glory is the hope of heaven. He says it's real and something that we will receive in the future. At the beginning of the letter, Paul speaks of the hope stored up for us in heaven. It's already ours, but we have to wait for Christ's return to receive it. When it comes to Christmas presents, normally it's just a case of waiting for Christmas Day and then searching under the tree. Although even that has been an agonizing wait for some in our house in recent days. But this year, the wait for some things will take even longer. Perhaps you've had a call from a relative, a grandparent, a sibling, a child. And they've said, I've got your present. It's here with me. You can't have it yet, but I'll give it to you when I see you. Well, it's a bit like that with Jesus' gift of heaven. He has prepared it for us, and it's already ours. But he says, I'll give it to you when I see you. I'm coming back, and then you will be with me in glory. Waiting can be hard, can't it? Kids know all about that at Christmas. But this gift is definitely worth the wait, because it's the best gift of all. We all like to receive good gifts. But this hope isn't just about receiving good gifts, but the giver of all good things himself. We get to spend eternity with the best person who ever lived. Just remember what we said about him earlier. He is our creator and savior, who has first place in everything. In him, all things hold together, including you with your next breath. Everything that is good comes from him, and he offers himself to us. Isn't that amazing? King Jesus wants us to share in the glory and splendor of his kingdom with him forever. That's the Christian hope. And just in case it all sounds too good to be true, wishful thinking, pie in the sky when you die. Well, it's a certain hope that is guaranteed by God himself. I said earlier that hope can be risky. We can't even control where we spend Christmas, let alone eternity. But Christ has done everything necessary to make it possible. That's why Christmas is so exciting. We look back to Jesus' first coming, that first Christmas, knowing that he died and rose again and then ascended into heaven. And because his salvation plan has been completed in the past, we look forward in hope to his second coming, when he will call us to be with him in heaven. It depends on him. And his first coming guarantees our future when he comes again. Perhaps even now as I speak, the sumptuous smells of Christmas dinner are wafting through from the kitchen as a sure sign that a delicious roast is on the way. Or in the case of the Colbrands, three roasts are on the way. Well, Jesus' first coming is a sure sign that heaven is on the way. Christmas is a foretaste, and the best is yet to come. Well, Christmas dinner is on the way, so we need to draw to a close. If you haven't received Christ and the hope he offers, then why not spend some time thinking about it this Christmas? You can receive it today, and the confident assurance that comes with it. You can change sides from being an enemy of God to being his friend, knowing that you will spend eternity with him in heaven. What's stopping you? Nothing rivals it. No virus can affect it. No government can cancel it. Death can't spoil it. It speeds its arrival. There is nothing better or safer than an eternal future with him. And if you have received Christ, if Christ is in you, the hope of glory, then rejoice. Rejoice. Sometimes that's easier said than done. We all vary in temperament. Some of us are a glass half full, others are glass half empty. And our circumstances vary. For some, Christmas Day today means sadness and loneliness. For others, life is just very hard at the moment. It's difficult to rejoice. But hopefully we've seen that we can and should celebrate Christ's coming because he lives in us and we will live with him forever. This hope is certain. It's actually independent of our circumstances. It doesn't change. Christ doesn't change. And it won't be long now before he comes again. Let's pray. The Apostle Paul writes, "I consider that our present sufferings are not worth comparing with the glory that will be revealed in us. For our light and momentary troubles are achieving for us an eternal glory that far outweighs them all." Father, on Christmas Day today, we thank you for sending your Son. Thank you that he is with us. Thank you that he has come to live in us, Christ in us, the hope of glory. Thank you for that hope, which is better than anything, any hope that this world affords. And thank you that it's a certain hope, and that because he has come, we know that we will spend eternity with him, with you. Please help us to rejoice this morning and to remember that whatever we do during the rest of the day. Help us to rejoice in Jesus. Amen.